So as I've mentioned before, my objective in these Saturday evening meetings is to give you an overview of what the Bible is all about so that when you read it, you can focus in on the great theme that it has for us.
对，他在这个系列里一直的主题就是来告诉我们圣经在讲什么，所以当我们读的时候呢，可以着重于这条主线。
So I'm going to suggest that you turn tonight for a verse in the book of John chapter 7.
我们今晚先开始的第一节经文呢是约翰福音第七章。
There are so many verses in the Bible that actually are what we would call summary verses. And this is one of the summary verses in the Bible.
我们圣经里经常有一些总结性的经文，那这一节七章的这一节呢，也是当中之一。
John chapter 7 and verse 34. No. John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
It reads, In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
I suppose one of the great tragedies of life is that most people, when they get to the end of life, say, I couldn't find anything that satisfied.
一个人生最大的悲剧之一呢，当人接近生命终点的时候，依然觉得这一辈子找不着令他满足的东西。
There was a very famous man in India who said as a young man, that he was going to search for God.
那有一个年轻人印度的那他在年轻的时候呢他寻求神。
He rejected the Bible, but he searched everywhere else. At the end of his life, he said, that was a fruitless search. I didn't find him.
他不相信圣经，所以他一直在各处寻找。当他人生终结的时候，他说，我没有找到。
The Lord Jesus comes with this very bold answer. And he says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
那耶稣以一个非常大胆的陈述来说，如果有人渴了，让他到我这里来喝。
Many times in the Bible, we are told that satisfaction comes from the Lord himself, not from any other item.
很多次呢满足啊是从主耶稣自己这里来而不是从其他地方来。
So I'm going to just read you two or three of those verses from the book of Isaiah.
那我们来到以赛亚书来读两节经文。
Isaiah chapter, Actually, I'm not going to start there. I'm going to start with Psalm 81 in the book of Psalms, Psalm number 81.
等会儿再读以赛亚的经文啊，先看诗篇的81。
And this is what the psalmist said in verse number 16 says, that God would have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock. He would have satisfied thee.
诗篇81篇的最后一节16节，神他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
God says that he is the author, the provider of satisfaction.
神说呢，他是那源头，他是供应者，一切的满足从他而来。
The question is in verse, the issue is raised in verse 13. It says, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel had walked in my ways.
所以我们往前倒呢，同样一章啊，诗篇81的13节，甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道。
If they had done that, if they had been obedient to the Lord, then many blessings would have followed.
如果他们愿意啊，那许多的祝福呢就会跟来。
Verses 14 and 15 list some of them, and then we'll read 16 again. I should soon have subdued their enemies. I would have turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would not have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever.
14节，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。
And then the Lord says, if my people had hearkened to me, verse 13, verse 16, then God would have fed them with the finest of the wheat and with honey. Out of the rock should I have satisfied thee.
所以神说，如果他的民呢，在13节的这里呢，可以肯行他的道呢，在16节。他们就会得着从神来好的麦子，磐石出的蜂蜜，让他们得饱足啊。
Where do we find the satisfaction in life? Isaiah says, you'll find it in the Lord.
那我们怎么在生命里找着满足呢？以赛亚书告诉我们，只有在主里才可以。
Turn over now to Psalm 107.
我们等会儿再看啊，我们再来看诗篇107。
Verse 8 says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
诗篇107的第八节，但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和向他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
Where do we find satisfaction? Where do we find that which will quench our thirst and satisfy our hunger? And the answer is in the Lord.
我们怎么能够得着满足？我们怎么得着使我们的饥饿？渴慕得着满足的源头呢？答案就是在主里。
And now just a contrast verse in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55.
好，我们来到以赛亚书看一节对立的经文，以赛亚书的55章。
Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1 says,Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Jesus said, come to me and drink. Come to the waters. He that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
以赛亚书55章第一节，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃。不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Isaiah says the only thing that is going to satisfy the thirst in the heart of men and women is to come to the Lord himself, who is the source of living water.
所以这里说呢，一切的干渴的，就是我们想要得满足的人呢，都到主这里来啊，因为他才是那源头。
Verse 2, he says,Wherefore or why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
第二节，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
And in verse 3, he says, incline your ear and come unto me, unto God himself. Hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
你们当就近我来，第三节，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许那大卫那可靠的恩典。
Where are we going to find satisfaction?
那我们怎么能找着满足呢？
Only in the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有在主耶稣基督里面。
It takes a lot of people a long time to realize that.
许多人啊，花很长时间才意识到这一点。
Most people who never come to the Lord Jesus, who never do get saved, they never do realize that.
甚至很多人从来没有到耶稣面前来的人呢，都没有意识到过这一点。
But tragically, many Christians take a long time in life to realize that as well.
那甚至呢，很多基督徒一辈子也花很长时间才意识到这一点呢，所以这也很悲哀。
And whether we're Christians or whether we're unbelievers, the facts are still the same that we will not find satisfaction apart from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
对，无论我们是不是基督徒，答案都是一样的。我们不可能在主耶稣基督以外得着满足。
All right, so back now to the book of John chapter 7, and the Lord Jesus says at this particular time in John 7, he says, these Old Testament verses are all fulfilled in me. He says, John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
所以我们回到约翰福音七章三十七节呢，耶稣说神的应许啊都应验在他身上了，所以他才是那满足的源头啊，一切渴的都到他这里来喝。
But men have sought out many alternatives to that particular truth. They basically said, but there's maybe some other way I can get joy and satisfaction.
那人呢总是想要去找可能的其他的源头，是不是有其他的方式我能得到满足呢？
So, John again gives us an outline of his book. We've probably referred to it before, but in John chapter 20 and verse 21, he tells us why he was writing what he was writing.
那约翰福音的二十章二十一节呢，他就讲了为什么他要这么来写啊，他所写的这些内容。
Yes, and it's not verse 21, it's John chapter 20 and verse 30.
啊，那不是二十一节，是三十节啊，同样一章约翰的约翰福音二十章三十节。
And so verse 30 says, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
John was writing about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had to be extremely selective as to what stories he told, what truth he enunciated, because the Lord did a whole lot. What should he say? How can he condense it into a few pages?
所以约翰面对大量的耶稣的素材啊，耶稣做了很多的事情，那他该从这些里挑哪些来记下来呢？
So he says in verse 31, these are written, or these I included in my list of items that I included in the book. These are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
31节就解释了，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And then he says, and that believing you might have life through his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Jesus said, If you're thirsty, come to me. John says, if you go to him, you will get life.
那耶稣说呢，如果你渴了，你可以到我这里来。圣灵带着约翰说呢，你到耶稣那去，你就会得着光。
That's what the Bible says.
这就是圣经所描述的。
That's not what the politicians say.
这不是一个政客所说的。
They say, you need to vote for me, you need to vote for my policies, they'll give you satisfaction.
政客会说呢，哎，你来投我的票，投我朋友的票，那你就会得着满足。
The businessman says, you buy my product, then you'll be happy.
商人会说，你买我的产品，你就会高兴。
The military leader says, you join my army and we'll be victorious, you'll be happy.
军队的首领会说，你到我的军队来，我们会得胜，你就会高兴。
The devil says, I got all kinds of alternatives for you, but the book of Proverbs says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
撒旦呢会有很多的选项给你在耶稣以外，但是箴言的有一句话讲得很好啊，有一条路在人眼里看似为正啊，却至终却是通向死亡之路。
So John has, he's given us several stories in his book that show us the truths of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那约翰呢给了我们很多的描述，描述呢是给我们主耶稣基督的真理啊，把我们带到他那去。
And so I just want to look at several of those stories tonight, just to review them in your mind and to remind you that the Lord Jesus comes against the emptiness of the alternative and says, you trust me and you'll have life, but you'll have, your thirst will be quenched.But if you go the other way, you won't.
所以我们今天会有一个对比，就是耶稣在约翰福音里一直被描述成一个得着使我们得着满足那个形象，那对应的世界里却是虚空的那些对比，所以我们今天会回顾一下约翰福音是怎么来把这些呈现出来的。
So in John chapter 2, you have the story of the wedding in Cana of Galilee, which was attended by the Lord Jesus and his disciples.
那我们先回到约翰福音的第二章，那在那里呢，加利利啊，这个地方的迦拿呢，有一个婚宴啊，耶稣和他的朋友们都去参加了。
And you remember that in this most joyful of occasions, they ran out of wine and the symbol of joy was missing.
我们都知道当时发生了一件事情，酒用完了。那酒呢是喜乐的象征，所以导致呢他们在婚礼现场啊很尴尬，没有酒了。
One of the lies that the devil likes to present to us goes like this. It says, if you get the right circumstances in life, you'll be happy. What you need is just to get rid of the bad things, get everything right in life, and then you'll be happy.
那撒旦经常用的一个谎言啊，是说你在环境里啊，你这么安排你的环境，你就会很高兴，把一些东西挪掉啊，把一些东西加进来啊，你就会高兴，你就会满足。
But the people who get the right circumstances in life are not always happy, you know that.
但是呢，你知道，就算你的环境啊，是在你眼里是合适的，人们的环境是合适的，你也未见得是高兴的，你知道这是事实。
Sometimes the richest are the most miserable.
比方说呢，世上的富人呢，很多还是很悲惨的，很悲哀的。
It doesn't really seem what the circumstances are. There's still enough of the circumstances that are wrong that people are still miserable.
所以那这个怎么办呢？就如果 我想要的环境啊，我都得着了，但我还是很凄惨，怎么办呢？
And frankly, there are very few circumstances in life that are theoretically happier than a wedding. Everything looks good. The prospects of the future are delightful. There's great joy at a wedding.
这里的例子就举到更直接、更极致了。没有什么比婚礼啊，对一个人更重要、更喜乐、更好的环境了啊。所以，婚礼是一个代表，哎，人觉得啊，这。太好的一个场合了。
But even there, there's not happiness. The Lord Jesus says, if you're thirsty, being in a wedding, going to a wedding, being a bride or a groom, that's not going to solve the problem. There's only one way to get your thirst quenched. That's Jesus. If any man's thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
这个婚礼呢，也依然会有愁苦。如果你想啊，假设你感到很饥渴啊，然后你去婚礼上是不是最好呢？想想是对的，但是耶稣告诉我们，只有他才是我们的活水的源头啊，因为在这场婚礼上呢，酒没了。
And you remember that on that occasion, Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, preached the longest sermon that she preached in the Bible.
那你们都记得在约翰福音二章的这个故事里。耶稣的母亲玛利亚啊，在整本圣经里讲了一篇最长的道，讲是他讲的道最长的一篇。
One of the best sermons ever preached in the Bible.
也是圣经里他讲的最好的一篇道。
This is what the sermon was. Whatever Jesus says to you, do it.
这就是他所对用人说的话，也就是约翰福音二章第五节。他也就是耶稣告诉你们什么，你们就做什么，这就是他的这篇道。
Are you thirsty? Come to Jesus. Her mother says, his mother says, whatever he tells you to do, do it. If you do that, you'll have the joy of life. That's where it's going to be found, doing what Jesus wants.
那你是不是很渴呢？到耶稣这里来，你再听听耶稣的母亲玛利亚怎么告诉你的。他告诉你一句非常直白简单的命令，也就是耶稣告诉你什么你就做什么，这样你就能得着喜乐和满足。
Most people devote themselves and their entire life to improving the circumstances and it doesn't make them happy.
很多人用他的一生之久来提升他的环境，到老依然不高兴不开心。
John chapter 3, the problem is this man Nicodemus.And he's illustrative of the fact that people say, if you get the right religion, you do the right religious things, you'll be happy.
约翰福音三章呢又来了一个人啊，这个人呢是一个宗教人士，他叫尼哥底姆。他呢人们会说，如果你得着对的宗教，你就会高兴啊，这个是他相信的。
You'll remember that he, was a ruler of the Jews in the sense that he wasA religious leader. He was a teacher of religion and a practicer of the best religion.
他不但是一个宗教人士，他更是一个宗教领袖。那他是以色列人的先生啊，他是做犹太教的领导的。
Religion won't satisfy. Even if you get to the top of the very best religion, as did Nicodemus, it does not satisfy.
所以宗教不能满足你啊，即便你像尼哥底母一样，他所信的犹太教是世上最好的宗教，他又是这个最好宗教里的最高层，他还是不满足。
And so, Jesus had to say, Nicodemus, you've got to be born again. You're not going to be happy, Nicodemus.Unless you are born again. Nicodemus, you must be born again.
那耶稣说呢，你必须要重生。尼哥底母啊，你必须要重生。
So, the next chapter is about a woman who had had five husbands, and she was living with man number six, who wasn't her husband.
那我们再往下一章呢，看约翰福音的第四章啊，这里有一个妇人呢，她有五个丈夫，现在正在生活的是第六个。
I suppose the biggest lie in the world today is that people will be happy if they are not confined to God's plan for marriage, a man and a woman in marriage. They say we can have more than one wife. We can do other things. God says that's a lie and it will never satisfy.
那今天也还有一个谎言呢，人们认为我可以用我的想法在我的婚姻里呢，做我做的觉得决定对的事情啊，甚至有的认为呢可以有多过一个的配偶，那神说呢这个是谎言啊。
It is probably the most prevalent lie in the Western world. I don't know about the rest of the world, but it's the most prevalent lie in the Western world today, and it is nothing but a lie.
那这个在西方世界的，不知道其他地方，这是一个非常突出的谎言啊，但它依然就是个谎言。
And the way we know it's a lie is to look at the heartbreak and sorrow of those who've had multiple marriages and multiple relationships outside of marriage, and all they get is heartbreak and sorrow. It does not satisfy. Jesus says, if you're thirsty, you've got to come to me and drink.
那我们只要看一看在这样的关系里的啊，在许多的婚姻关系的这个复杂的关系里的啊，多过一种的关系里的这些人，他开不开心呢？显然是不开心的，因为只有耶稣他才是那喜乐的源头。
When you get to John chapter 5, you get another story. This time it's the story of the man who was unable to walk. He was just lying at the side of a pool. He'd been there for a long time, and he was just basically a dropout.
那第五章，约翰福音第五章呢，又来了一个人。那他呢是在瘫了38年啊，那他不能行走啊，是久病之人。
There are many people in the Western world, I don't know about the rest of the world, many people in the Western world who basically said, why work? You don't have to work. The government will look after you somehow. And so we've got the homeless sleeping in borrowed tents and sleeping in filth, and they're just dropouts from society, and they tell themselves, this is the best way to live.
那他引申到呢，在西方呢有这么一种现象啊，有很多人呢就完全的懒了啊，因为他认为政府能够养他，所以他什么活也不干啊，就躺在那儿啊，所以有很多甚至是在街上游荡无家可归的啊，那这样的人呢，他完全是不愿意去工作的。
They basically say all we need in life is someone else to look after us. And they'll give us money, they'll give us food, we'll be okay, we can live a life of sin. We don't have to work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day, we'll just be a dropout.
那这些人说呢，我不需要每天工作8个小时、9个小时、10个小时，我们有人养着我们就好了啊，没有关系，不要那么累，所以他们被称为呢，是从社会中呢，躺平的人吧，我们用个通俗的词。
Jesus said to him, would you like to be healed?
耶稣呢就问这个瘫子啊，你要得医治吗？所以这个是个灵里的表示啊，就像人在地上不愿意工作一样。
That was a difficult question, because if he were to be healed, he'd have to go to work in the morning.
那这个是一个困难的问题。如果你想要得医治呢，那你站起来第二天早晨就要去工作了。
Where he was now, he had an excuse. He couldn't walk. But if he could walk, he'd have to go to work. And he could easily have said, I would rather just lie here. Let somebody bring me something. Why should I work? I like this dropout society better.
他可以说呢，我挺喜欢躺着嘛，因为否则我就没借口了。我这躺着我就可以不工作了，有人拿吃的给我。那我能站起来了，我就得去工作了。我挺喜欢现在躺着这状态。
Jesus says, if any man's thirsty, the only way his thirst is going to be quenched is by coming to Jesus and drinking of him and from him.
对耶稣说，如果有人渴了，那能得到满足的，只有到他这里来。
After the man was healed, Jesus said to him, Now, you've got to make sure you go and don't sin again. Because if you do, something worse will come on you.
所以在第五章，约翰福音五章十四节啊，当这个人得痊愈了以后呢，耶稣对他说呢，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
And so the next morning he had to say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to work. Because if I don't, something worse then will befall me and I'll be even less happy than I was when I was pretending that the dropout society was the way to go.
第二天早晨你猜他怎么样，他必须得起来工作啊，他不能再像以前那样因着原来的罪所导致的后果。如果这一时候他得着医治，他还是不去按神的话做，那会遇见的就更加厉害了。
Well, there are others who say now the way to get a happy life would be to have a miracle. If God did a miracle, then I would be happy.
那有的人说呢，哦，我得着一个快乐的生命呢，就是要看到神迹。如果神给我个神迹，我就很高兴了。
They said to the Lord Jesus when he was on the cross, you come down from the cross, we'll believe you.
所以他们对着耶稣说呢，你要从十字架上下来呢，我们就相信你。
They said, what we need are more miracles. We had more miracles in life, we'd all be happy.
那我们想要的就是更多的神迹啊，只要我们看见更多的神迹呢，我们就很高兴。
Jesus said, no, if you want your thirst quenched in life, if you want to be satisfied, you've got to come to me and drink, not to drink of the miracles that I might do for you.
所以耶稣说，不，你要得着满足饱足，只能到我这里来，而不是呢借着我给你的神迹得着。
There's a difference.
那这两个之间是有差异的。
In John chapter 6, you'll remember the miracle was a very simple one. The Lord Jesus just fed 5,000 men plus women and children from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's a miracle.
那约翰福音六章我们就知道这个神迹就大了啊。那耶稣呢喂饱了5000个男人，再加上妇女儿童，非常多的人，只用了5个饼2条鱼。
They all said, "This is marvelous. You can be our king."
啊，人们说哇，这实在太棒了！你可以主耶稣可以成为我们的王。
They came to him the next day and they said, "Where's lunch?"
啊，第二天他们又回到原地说，哎，午餐在哪里呢？
He said to them, "If you come to me, then you'll get the blessing of God. But if all you want are the miracles that I give, you'll never be satisfied. It won't work, and you won't get them."
所以耶稣说，你到我这里来呢，你就得着宝足。但如果你一直依靠的是我的神迹呢，那你就得不着了。
And so the day after, those multitudes said that they were happy to make him king. The day after, they turned and walked away and said, we don't want this king. He's only given us one miracle. We want all kinds of miracles. We don't want him. All we want are his miracles.
所以那天之后呢，很多人就散了啊。他们说我不要他做王了啊，因为他只给了我们看见一个神迹，那我们想要一直有神迹啊。
And so even the Christians have got to realize that the happiness, the joy, the purpose in life for the Christian is not God doing miracles for us all the time, though he often does. But what is important is that we go to him, not to the gifts he gives us.
那我们要作为基督徒呢，要小心的是，我们到神面前不是因为他给的神迹，当然神是一个给神迹的神，按他的旨意。但是呢，我们来到主面前，真正要寻求的是他自己。
The miraculous gifts don't satisfy. What does satisfy is Jesus himself.
因为神奇的神迹呢，不能使我们得满足，只有耶稣可以使我们满足。
Now we've got many different things that people are looking for, many different places people are looking for satisfaction. Very often there's people look for more than one at the same time, and they go for this and this and this, put it all together, and they don't get satisfaction.
人们很多时候呢，在耶稣以外找很多的得满足的方式和角度，甚至有的时候不止一种啊，他会把很多综合起来，很多条路呢放在一起，但无论他们怎么尝试，他们总也是失败的，得不着。
In chapter 7, where our verse that we've been quoting is, in chapter 7, they had a great national feast and party.
然后到约翰福音第七章，我们引用的经文之前呢，他们其实是有一个非常大的全国性的盛宴啊，过节在。
It was the city of Jerusalem. It was the Feast of Tabernacles. And there were hundreds of thousands, probably millions of visitors to the city and those of the city. And they had a great big national feast.
是在耶路撒冷啊，他们的中心，又是在祝棚节啊，是他们最后一个当年要庆祝的大节。耶路撒冷有大量的访客，应该有几百万人聚集起来啊，是一个非常大家向往的庆祝的日子。
The kind of thing that political leaders would love to be able to bring.
啊，这个是一个政治领袖最喜欢的场合了。
And so this verse, John 7:37, comes at the end of that feast, the culmination of that feast, the greatest day of that feast.
而约翰福音七章第三十七节呢，又发生在这个节期的最后一天啊，一共七天，七天的最后一天，也就是最大的那天，最高潮的那一天啊，可以说这个是人的满足到了顶点的时候。
And he says to them, if you're still thirsty, you come to me and drink.
然后耶稣说什么呢？他说你若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And they were still thirsty. And many of them no doubt did come to him at drink as they compared the great national party that they were having and the fact that they were still thirsty even in that.
所以人们自然在这样极大的全国性的以色列人大节期的最后的最大的最大的一天他们还是感到不满足，那他们就知道我要到主那里去，到耶稣那里去。
In chapter 8, it's a woman taken in adultery.
到约翰福音的第八章呢，就碰见一个行淫被抓的妇人。
She wasn't happy.
那她不高兴啊。
The people who had caught her and found her, they weren't happy.
那些抓住她的人呢，其实自己也不高兴。
Bad morals never makes people happy. It fills them with heartache and sorrow.
败坏的道德永远不能使人高兴啊，因为这总是会带来伤心的。
And as I mentioned earlier,One of the devil's greatest lies in our generation is that true happiness comes from immoral living, and it doesn't.
那我们今天撒旦的一个很重要的谎言呢，我刚才已经提到了，就是撒旦说你的满足来源于哪呢？来源于一个不道德的生活方式。
All it does is bring heartache, sorrow, bitterness.Anguish to the life.
事实上这是错的，它真正带来的必然是伤心眼泪和许多的败亡。
Remember, alcohol is a good picture of sin. When you drink alcohol, you feel good for a while, and then you feel terrible afterwards.
我们都知道酒呢，它是一个非常形象的醉的样子啊。就是当你喝酒一开始呢会给你带来一点高兴快乐，但是呢后面带来的是无尽的痛苦。
And the psalmist says you wake up in the morning and you don't know where you've been and you don't know what's going on and you feel absolutely terrible. And the next night you go back and do the same thing.
所以诗篇作者说呢，你早晨起来你都不知道自己在哪，喝醉的人啊，然后有很多很多的糟糕的情形，但是呢一转头到晚上呢你又去喝了。
And I said it was the psalmist who said that, and it was really the book of Proverbs that says that.
事实上他应该是，其实不是诗篇啊，是一个箴言的一句话。
The devil loves to lie, and his lie is always this. If you want your thirst quenched, you don't have to go to Jesus. You can do something else. And God says you can't find satisfaction anywhere else than in Jesus.
那撒旦说呢，你也想得满足有很多方式，只要不到耶稣那去，你各种方式都能尝试。这是个非常大的谎言啊，因为真理是什么呢？是你得着满足只能到耶稣那里去，没有其他地方可去。
And so to this dear woman who was taken in adultery and was spoken to by the Lord Jesus, he told her, I'm not going to condemn you, but you go and sin no more.
那在这里呢，耶稣对着那个行淫被抓的妇人说呢，我也不定你的罪但是你不要再犯罪了。最后一节八章十一节。
Why does he give even the sinner, like the woman taken in adultery? Why does he promise her that which will quench her thirst?
那为什么耶稣也给这个人啊，这个行淫被抓的妇人呢，也给他应许能够满足他的饥渴呢，让他能够得着饱足呢？
The answer is because he not only is able to forgive her,And he's the only one who can, but he also is able to help her so that she doesn't have to go back into that tragic heartache sin again.
原因是耶稣不但是那唯一一个能做到这事的也就是使人得满足的，而且呢他的心是不愿意人再回到原来那因着罪而来的后果里，那苦难里，那眼泪里去。
Well, as a result of all this, a lot of people end up saying, you know, I've been going the wrong way in my life. I've done all kinds of things that were wrong. I was trying to find satisfaction somewhere else and it didn't work. My problem is I was just blind.
那很多人说，哦，那我现在只是瞎了呀，我也试了很多的方式，我才知道这些都行不通，所以我其实是没有看见啊，只有主才可以得满足。
And so the next story in the book of John is the story of the blind man who sight back.
那所以在约翰福音第九章就来了一个生来瞎眼的瞎子了。
That's extremely encouraging.
这个是非常令人受鼓励的。
Most people, when they get to the end of themselves, and often it's not till they get to the end of life, they realize that there really wasn't very much there. They haven't got very much. They get very, very disappointed.
很多人呢，在他们的生命里意识到啊，其实他并不是自己所想的这样啊，那他非常失望，他意识到眼瞎的时候就非常失望。
Jesus said to them, not only am I prepared to quench your thirst, but I'm prepared to take away your blindness and you'll be able to see.
那耶稣说，我不但能够使你不再渴了，而且我可以拿走你的眼瞎啊，让你能看见。
Well, this blind man, you'll remember in John chapter 9, he was so excited. He simply said, I used to be blind and now I can see. Doesn't matter about much else. I used to be blind, now I can see. And he had nothing but praise for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音九章这生来瞎眼的瞎子说，哎呀，我以前是瞎的，现在能看见啊，现在实在是太好了。那全然是因为耶稣啊。
What is the message of the Bible?
圣经的主题是什么呢?
Jesus can satisfy the heart, and he can take any person. He can take each of the people that we've talked about, all of them lost in their blindness, following the wrong thing, looking in the wrong place, devoting themselves to the wrong action. He can take them all and save them.
耶稣可以把一切用错方向、努力错方向的人呢，把毕生投在寻找满足但方向错了的人都可以把他救出来，使他们能看见，不在眼下。
What is the proof of that?
那证据是什么呢？
John chapter 11.
那我们来看约翰福音11章。
John goes to a man, Lazarus, who's been dead. Sorry, Jesus goes to a man who's been dead for 4 days. And it says, Lazarus, you come forth. I'm going to give you new life.
那耶稣对着一个死了四天的人拉撒路说，拉撒路出来，他要给拉撒路新的生命。
That's the wonderful message of the Bible, the wonderful message of the book of John. Jesus came in order to die on a cross so that his death could purchase life for us and we could have the joy of the Lord. He will give us that which will satisfy our thirst.
所以耶稣来，他可以为我们付上生命的代价，使我们不要经历死亡，可以得着永生。所以他才是呢，给我们满足的源头。
In every case, the story is the same.
所以在每一个例子里哈，其实故事的主题都是一样的。
Turn from sin that is going in the opposite direction and seeking for blessing outside of God. Turn from that, turn to Jesus, and you'll have life.
所以从你现在的路上转离出来啊，所以这条路是死亡之路，是因着罪而来的，会有后果的，死亡后果的路，转离，转向耶稣，得着生命。
How do you get that thirst quenching satisfaction?
我们得着，怎么得着，可能得着，活水，得着满足呢？
Believe him.
相信耶稣。
What's it mean to believe him? And the answer is, there are several things it means. In some cases, the Bible says we've got to receive him.
我们相信他意味着什么呢？圣经说呢，那就意味着我要接受啊，把他接进来。
We've got to come to him.
我们要，至少我们要到他这里来。
We've got to trust him.
我们要把，要信靠他。
We got to be willing to say our old way doesn't work. We repent.
我们要说的，我原来的路是行不通的，我要悔改。
And the wonderful thing is that he will save us. He will satisfy us. He will quench our thirst.
那很美好的事是，那他就会救我们，他就会使我们不再渴，他会使我们得满足。
And that's why the Christian gets so excited.
那就是为什么基督徒会那么高兴啊，能听见主耶稣那美好的信息。
All right, what did the Lord Jesus say?
耶稣说了什么呢？
He said, if any man thirsts, let him come to Jesus and he will drink. He said, come to me and I will quench your thirst.
如果人如果渴了，让他到我这里来，我必使他得满足。
It happened in a very real way, way back in the wilderness, in the book of Exodus, Moses smote the rock, and water came out of the rock. Absolutely miraculous.
在出埃及记的时候，耶稣有一个非常形象的预表，就是那磐石。当摩西在主的命令里啊，用棍杖击打那磐石的时候呢，磐石的活水就流出来了啊，所以这个就是主耶稣形象的一个预表。
And the apostle tells us that that rock was Jesus, and Jesus was smitten by God when he died on the cross, and out of that flowed water for you and for me. The sins can be forgiven, life can be new, and satisfaction, joy, thirst quenching refreshment comes.
所以新约的作者告诉我们呢，这块磐石啊，就是主耶稣的预表啊，神呢击打他啊，使他上十字架，但是因此他却成了那活水涌出来的源头，到他这里来的没有一个不得着满足的啊，我们得着满足，不再饥渴。
That principle is for everyone who needs to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
啊，这个原则呢，是可以应用在每一个愿意信靠主耶稣基督成为自己救主的人身上。
But it is also true for every Christian.
那同样呢，可以应验在每一个基督徒身上。
And the only way that a Christian can have their thirst quenched is by turning away from evil and saying to sin no and to Jesus yes and I want to be with Jesus. You come to Jesus, Christian, and your life will be filled with joy.
那基督徒该怎么得着这生命的活水的满足呢？就是对罪说不啊，我从罪中转离开，然后呢转向耶稣啊，我们就得着了。
Well, I apologize. I must now leave you. I have another meeting that I've got to go to. May the Lord bless us all. May we all say, yes, Jesus, I agree with you. I am going to come to you and I'm asking you to quench my thirst, please.
啊，我们因为时间的原因呢，他必须先要停了。那也盼望每一个人能够说，主啊，我愿意接受你的救恩呢，我愿意到你这里来得着那活水，求你使我得满足。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了圣经的应许。
The promises are simple and straightforward.
啊，这应许是简单而且很直接的。
There are many examples for us.Many stories, but they all point in the same direction.
啊，那这些呢会有都有不同的方式，但是呢都指向了同一个点。
We thank you for the simplicity. Jesus alone can satisfy the heart.
那简单来说就是主耶稣，单单是主耶稣才能满足我们的心。
Help each of us to come to you, we pray.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人都能到你面前来。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I must run. We will see you next week, Lord willing. Thank you.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harold.